Welcome to episode 10 of Sancocho for the Soul. This is Alex.
I'm Laura.
And today we have special guests, Courtney and Ashley.
Hey! Why don't you say hi?
It's straight out my voice.
She's taking your syndrome.
Oh, she's not like this.
She's definitely not like this ever.
Please don't have a mirror syndrome.
Oh yeah, Mira's like, and then the camera, he's like, what do I say? I'm like, dude, you were just talking.
He's talking. Yeah.
So today's episode is two lesbians and their friends. And clearly Ashley and Courtney are a couple.
Not Laura and Alex.
Oh my god!
Yet.
No, if you ask Amir,
he's waiting for the day that he walks in and we're in bed together watching Hallmark Channel.
Wait, that's so funny.
He's like, I know when I'm going to walk in and you guys are going to be in bed watching Hallmark
Channel. See, there's the first statement, because straight people watch Hallmark Channel. Gay people, you know, watch HGTV.
Oh, I watch HGTV.
Wait,
okay.
Why?
Y'all might be questionable.
Starts out like best friends though. See?
Does it?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how we did so.
Mm-hmm. Well, they weren't always. Well, no. That okay. So
no, they were always.
They were always, but they weren't always out.
Yeah. I mean, we both have kind of like different views on this. I don't think I was born gay, but I've always had an interest in girls. Like it's always kind of been there.
I think, are you the same? Were you born gay?
No, I don't think I was born gay. I had a boyfriend for 6 years, and I had boyfriends all through, like, probably starting in kindergarten. Sorry, Mom. and then I dated my, like, real boyfriend from about, like, 15 to 20-ish with a few breakups here and there. But when I was 13 and going through, like, puberty, I started, like, I guess you could use the word fantasizing, which is creepy and it sounds really seductive, thinking about, like, girls, and then, like, when, like, you know, you, like, sneak onto that LimeWire back in the day and could download videos,
AIDS on your computer.
There you go. Pretty much. Kazan Napster. God bless them. They're probably in jail. Aww. It's okay. Thank you for opening this door for us.
Moment of silence. Let's pour some quarantine.
I didn't
even
pour it.
I'm the wrong
So yeah, I like, you know, it had like start thinking about girls. I think I was too scared to actually do something. And then as I got older, you know, I actually wasn't one to go to parties. So I never really had the excuse of saying like, oh, like, let's play like, you know, 7 Minutes in Heaven. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, it ended up me and like, you know, Jen or whatever her name is, you know. So mine wasn't until I went to like college. But so I dated boys. I think that you just fall in love with like the person, like the soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that.
Slash. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that everyone is kind of born bisexual. And then hold on before everyone contradicts. Like, mm-hmm. I think everyone's born with this honest platform. Mm-hmm. It's what shapes your mind when you're little. So if you are raised with people who are completely homophobic, 99% of the time, that's what's bringing. Not brainwashing it, but it's kind of what's being like educated to you. Mm-hmm. If you have parents who are super open-minded, take you to a lot of theater, you know, I danced from the time I was 7 on. Mm-hmm. A majority of our friends were gay, so it wasn't weird. So I think that's kind of why, like, culturally, mm-hmm. it was all already in my face. And when I was in college, forget about it, every boy was gay in the dance department in college. So for me, it just kind of like happened like that. But as me and my ex-boyfriend were breaking up, like, sexually, I started to kind of freak out, and I don't know why. And he would just like, the last run, he was like, I think you're gay, like, I think you need to come out. Now beforehand, I would just deem myself as being bisexual. I was never in a relationship with a girl, but you know, would like play the field. But then and then once like we broke up, I kind of like never really turned back, and then that was it. But I mean, what do you think?
I don't think that you're born gay. Well, I don't think I was born gay, I should think. Some people do, like, really believe that they were born gay.
My first girlfriend.
Yeah, like, some people, like, will know if they're in, like, kindergarten or first grade.
Yeah, like, this is what I like.
And, like, being, like, you know, homophobic woman, all that's impossible. It's really, it's not impossible. No.
But my first girlfriend, out girlfriend, should I say, in college, like, she told me, because we would have this discussion, and I was like, I remember I had a crush on a boy, his name was Jack. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, like, I was in kindergarten, that's what, 5 or 6, and she had a crush on a girl. And, like, mm-hmm. So I do think some people believe
that. Yeah, so I think some people are. I think for me, like, I had a lot of boyfriends, like, growing, not that long, not a lot of boyfriends,
but you had
in middle school, I had a boyfriend, you know, we didn't, like, what, we went to the movies and, like, held hands, like, stupid stuff, uh-huh. And then I seriously started dating someone when I was around, like, 15 to about 21, like, the same life
situation,
and it was, like, 6.5 years, but, you know, in between that time, I would, you know, foolishly, like, you know, make out with girls, you pay, mm-hmm. play, like, spin the bottle, lands on a girl, I had no problem doing that,
mm-hmm.
I think my revelation was, I was reading, what's that?
Pretty Little Liars,
and the girl Emily was gay, and I was reading the book, and I remember closing the book and being like, I don't know, I felt some type of way, and I was like, mm-hmm. I can't think these thoughts, they're wrong, mm-hmm. and, like, I think I thought it was wrong because I was, you know, I grew up in an all-American family, I didn't really know anybody that was gay at the time, like, mm-hmm. Gordy, you know, and then Pretty Little Liars came out on ABC
Family. And then you went and took a shower to
This is my story. Not your story. Are you done? So, Pretty Little Liars came out on ABC Family, and then I saw, you know, the character Emily kissing a girl, and I remember shutting the episode off and, like, taking a shower to, like, erase my thoughts. And, like, it sounds so, like, silly right now. And it sounds like, why would I even be ashamed of that? But at that time, I was like, oh, my God, I have a boyfriend. Like, why am I feeling this way? And then, you know, Courtney, are we going into how we did this right now?
Wait, was that around the same time?
Kinda. It started to, like, about a year later on, like, okay. After that. So, like, you know, basically, I don't believe in being born gay. I believe in falling in love with a person. Mm-hmm. But, like, you know, I did have feelings towards girls even when I was, like, dating guys.
And then, how old were you guys when you came out of the closet?
Well, according to my sister the other night, it wasn't the time that I thought. But for me coming out, it was 21, 22, maybe the end of, like, 21. Just turned 22 around that time.
So I have, like, a funny theory with this, and I feel like, one shouldn't have to, quote unquote, come out of the closet. I don't really think I came out at a time my family was going through some stuff, and when my mom thought I was going to sit down and come, quote unquote, out of the closet, I sat down and actually, like, said a whole different conversation. And then she obviously got upset of what we were discussing. And then she said to me, she's like, wait, I thought you were going to tell me that you were gay and that you were coming out of the closet. And I was like, Ma, I've been dating somebody, like, a girl for the past 4 months. Like, I'm not going to come out of the closet. I was like, you just didn't catch up on it.
I'm like, I guess I came out of your closet.
Yeah. And see, for me, it was different. I'm such, like, a writer. I'm very analytical. I wrote it in a journal.
Wait, time out. Girl. But why? And that girl was
and my
me.
Mom read my and journal.
Why? She had a fucking journal at 21
years
old.
I didn't write your name. I just wrote she.
But there's notes in an iPhone. Like, there's notes.
I have a journal.
No, guys, stop.
Okay,
it.
So anyway.
Damn diaries over here.
That's what happened.
So,
and
how did your mom read it?
She found my journal.
And she read it?
Wait, your mom read your journal?
No, you know what should be shaming her mom? You should be shaming her for keeping a journal.
No,
that's funny.
Everybody should keep a journal.
Yeah, I like paper.
All right, you too. I use notes.
Anyway, so my mom read my journal.
What if you lose your cell phone?
Mm. Yeah, or what if the cloud takes it to somebody else?
Take it to your mom.
Texts it to my mom. So, no, she read it, and I remember walking into, like, my sister's room, because she was reading it in my sister's room, and she was crying, and then I tried to lie, because I got nervous, and I was like, no, I was writing she, so you didn't think I was dating a he.
What?
I don't know, guys.
That was bad.
It worked for a few months.
It worked for
A few months. Wound up coming out. I think that was, like, August, and then October it wound up, like, I just admitted it, and
so when does your sister think that you came out?
My sister thinks I came out, well, this was 2013 when the journal thing happened. She thinks it was in 2015 when I physically moved out of my house.
But that was my. It wasn't. I know for me, like, that's kind of when I came out. But I never, like, Courtney said, like, Mom, Dad, I'm a lesbian. Like, it doesn't happen. Yeah, I don't think it should. Like, that's like your kid sitting down, like, Mom, Dad, I'm straight.
Or, like, Mom, Dad, I have a big toe. Like, of course you do. Like,
you know, I do know.
I painted my nail purple today.
I get, like, it's an adjustment, like, you know, like, because you just expect your daughter to be dating a boy or your son to be dating a girl.
You
have
these plans for them, and, you know, we're not parents yet. So, but I would like to think that you have these plans for your children. And I know my mom did. You know, I know the year before, like, I officially said, like, Mom, I've been dating a girl for 4 months. A year before that, like, she started kind of figuring it out when I was a senior in college. And I remember it was the day before Christmas Eve. We were at Chili's, very bizarre. South Jersey doesn't really have that good cuisine. And we started talking. And I think I was always super passionate about gay rights, like, always. When the Matthew Shepard story came out, I was 10. And I remember being in Times Square and, my babysitter, who was 4 years older than me, she was my dance sister, but she was like my sister that I kind of didn't have. Mm-hmm. I would say she was bisexual. I would say she was just open to connection, you know? Mm-hmm. And I remember her getting so mad and so upset. And I looked around Times Square and there were these activists who had Matthew Shepard's head on a stake with flames that said, God hates gays. Now I was 10 and it was in Times Square because at the time TRL was having a reunion and a celebration of his life. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at my mom being, that's so terrible. Like, that's so rude. So from that moment, I was 10, I was always an activist for gay rights. You know, through high school, and I always stood up for, you know, I think only two out lesbians at the time. I mean, I graduated high school in 2005, so that was a few long years ago. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. But
yeah, but I ask my daughter who's 11, I ask her if she likes girls or guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's like an open conversation that I have with her.
Well, my mom cried during that, like, when we went out to dinner. Like, my mom, I remember, cried. And I remember sitting there and being like, why are you getting upset? Like, I'm happy. Like, I'm healthy.
My mom and looked up the statistics and printed it out of lesbian divorce versus straight marriage divorce. I know it's funny, but it's serious. Like, and then her deepest fear was that I was going to be subjected to, like, violence or hate,
which I think that's different. I do think that's a normal
fear for parents.
Yeah. But it's also, I think.
But we're also in, like, New York.
Right. So it's a little.
We're in an area where it's very open.
Well, I'll say this. It's very socially accepted, except it's very stereotypical. So being that Ashley and myself, we're both pretty feminine people.
People would call
us lipstick.
They're both lipstick.
But you know, for me personally, I always dated somebody who looked or embodied more masculine traits. And then I never think I was in love. I think I fell in love with Ashley because Ashley was my best friend for 2.5 years before our relationship started.
Me too.
So. Laura! I bet you all wonder what happened.
To move on me.
And she did that flirt, like, push.
Yeah, she was like,
girls, sit down. So for us, it's at times a little hard. When we first started dating, you know, and we don't have a lot of gay friends, which, I mean, you love people for who they are.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be for the sexual.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
At all. Like, is it
fun? I mean, I guess you kind of have to like vagina, but, like,
right.
You know, like, it's not like, ooh, like, I'm on radar. Like, it's not like that, right?
You know? You know, so, but when we used to go out, like, the first summer we started dating, we went to DJs. Now, at the time, I looked like freaking Peter Pan. Like, I made this really bad decision to fucking cut my hair, and I donated it. So
I'm gonna get a picture for you.
No, please don't.
I was probably
50 pounds lighter. Well, there was this band that came out. It was called Saturdays. The girl's really hot at short hair. I was like, I'm gonna do that.
I think I remember you wishing.
Yeah, hair. Terrible decision. I looked a lot better.
No, I love it. Oh my God, girl! Wow. We gotta post that picture. We gotta post the picture.
We gotta dance with Toby Wyland.
Fabulous picture.
Yeah, girl. I'm back. I gotta get back on that
dying.
I'm happy.
Listen, we're gonna post a picture and we're gonna tag her.
Courtney, there's stages of Courtney. There's,
yeah, I'm a very eclectic individual.
She's
so
not afraid
of
change. She's not afraid of...
No, and I really embrace art, whether it's my hair, my body. Like, it just, it doesn't bother me at all. I'm totally open-minded. But for the two of us, going back to what we were saying, like, we went... First summer we started dating, I unfortunately was in a pretty toxic relationship the beginning of my 20s. So I actually never went out because apparently I was an alcoholic, which doesn't happen. By the way, I probably drink like once, you know, every month. But this one of those not healthy relationships. Yeah. So we never went out. And the first year we started dating, I experienced the Jersey Shore. So we were at DJ's.
And I was just newly 21.
And, yeah.
Oh,
so
she was
now, I was like,
so it was 30. A bad like combo. It wasn't, it was a great combo, but it was bad because we were both so new.
She was 22 and I was 25.
It's like being in love in the summer and like you both just like don't have a care in the world. Like that's what
it
was.
It was a movie. So it was great. And then what would start to happen, I'm sure this happens to straight people too, like around like 8 o'clock, like the seagulls come out and they start flocking in and there's seagulls that are raged and they're just like humping anything that's standing. Like it's bad. So with that being said, you know, we were doing us and sorry if I insulted anyone. We love the Jersey Shore though. Big fan. JWoww. Apparently, I used to look like JWoww, so everyone was like, "You look just like JWoww." I was like, "Wow, thank you." I'm the gay version of her. This is great. So we start whatever. We're like, obviously, what you do at 11? Like it's 8 o'clock. You've been there since 4, so you're like, you know, two sheets to the wind, and we're dancing with each other. And I swear to God, we would create a barricade of like drooling. Like ever seen the movie The Lion King? The hyena was like,
that was all the
literally all the seagulls
like,
and hyenas.
Like,
to the point that I was like, somebody gave, I think it was me, right? Or no, you. Maybe. Somebody gave her a rose. Like it was like a chocolate.
You got to sound on one name.
And
like
fucking
this.
Proposed. I launched like across the bar, and I'm not an aggressive one at all.
No, she's
and
aggressive was, when it comes to me.
What the fuck? Like I started going nuts. And here's this like little girl who's like, you know, talking to this kid from Staten Island, with that being said, because I don't look like a dude, and because she doesn't look like a dude, like guys would literally be like, "Oh, shut up, y'all aren't gay," or
they think
like,
that we were lying. Like, "Oh, you're just saying that because you don't want to talk to me."
Or it becomes, "Let me see you make out," and that's why, like, for her and I, like, when we go out to this day, if we go out to straight bars in Hoboken or in New York, like, we don't kiss in public because it becomes an oh my God.
Like a show.
But if I, you know, if my name was like, you know, I don't know, Butch Peg, and I had a like bandana and a leather jacket, no one would approach me at all because it would be code words. It would be considered normal. But it's true. And everyone would be like, "Oh, bro, your girl's so hot." Technically, like, I have tits in the vagina. Like, why are you calling me your bro?
Yeah.
But because we have long hair, we wear heels. Like, people, it's almost like we are aliens.
So, like, funny story. So, one day I'm walking into the studio, and there's just moms. I don't know who they were. They're like, "So, did you guys know that Courtney and Ashley are dating?" And they were like, "Oh,
why is that even a gossip conversation?"
And I was like, "Why are you guys talking about that here?
Like, do you talk about their principal, like, when
and
you're
I was
married
like,
to at school?"
I was like, "This
weird.
Is so weird." I was like, "Why are we talking about who
you know,
they're dating?"
For me, like, I, you know, it's great. I'm glad people, especially at our business, you know, accept us. And it doesn't deter them from, like, you know, "Oh, my God, I don't want to get the lesbian cooties," like, you know. That's
it's contagious.
But I don't think that it should be a topic of conversation like, "Oh my God, like, do you know that you're together?" Like, if you want to talk about that in your own home, that's fine. But, like,
yeah.
Don't
but even
in my
then,
house.
Yeah.
Like,
no, you
don't
like, walk around and be like, "Did you know that Lauren and Mira are married?"
Yeah. Right. No.
Well, that's why, like, the respect level from straight to gay to lesbian to transgender, it's very blurred lines.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't go up to a straight person and say to them, like, "Oh my God, did you know that so-and-so is dating that man over there?"
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it was a man and a woman.
Yeah.
But when it comes to gay people, it's like this big saga.
Well,
like,
one person,
it shouldn't matter.
We actually recently, we are talking to people, and I was strangers, and they literally said to us, and they go, "Wow, you guys are so awesome. Like, you're so
normal.
I'm so proud of you guys." And we looked at each other, and we're like, for what? You're falling in love? Like, do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a boyfriend? Like, do you have a partner? Exactly. Like, why is this weird? Actually, there's a really...
Oh, I think the word normal bothered me more. Yeah. Like, why can't someone who's gay or trans or straight?
Or that they have a label all the time. Like, you know, you invite somebody over to your house, right? And you go, Laura will go, oh, Amir, my two lesbian friends are coming. Like, you have to justify what we are to people. Yeah, like, so they don't ask. But, like, the crazy thing is, the kids nowadays, it's so normalized to them, and where they're being educated.
It doesn't even phase
that. For the most part, that, you know, they have friends that are gay. It's so not weird.
Yeah.
It's the other half of the spectrum that the parents are. It's crazy, and it's not all of them.
But
actually,
it's like a generational thing.
Yeah,
because there's some older generations that are super understanding. And then there's like this middle grounds, and then it's weird.
And I think it's also like a cultural.
I agree.
It's a cultural thing.
You know, I mean, that's going off what we were talking about before. Like, I don't like pride parades. Like, she's like, you know, you want to go to pride? Like, no, I don't. And
I love pride.
No, but see, I don't like
it. Girl, that's you a straight girl.
It's not because it gets like a little ratchet.
But I don't go to the Dominican parade.
She's like,
I don't like Dominican.
No, wait. She's Dominican.
No, I don't be.
No, I don't like going to the pride parade because this is. I don't like going to the pride parade because not because it's like gets out of control and crazy. I don't think we need a parade to celebrate us. Like, why is it there a straight parade?
But there's
there's not an American parade.
There should be a
4th of July.
Well, there's a 4th of July parade.
No, but it's not called the American parade.
It's just 4th of July.
It's just 4th of July. You know, Independence Day. So it's Independence Day.
To me, parade, like when the Yankees win the World Series, like that's the way people parade.
Bro, you know how many classes I cut?
No.
So go to
you know how many Dominicans love the Yankees?
I know.
Okay, but
I know I grew up around baseball.
The parades, I don't like that they segregate still. The Dominicans, the Puerto Ricans, the, you know, whatever, you know, the gays. But, you know, there's no straight parade.
What's that one?
It is smart, but I'm going to go off of this, though, too, because I do agree to an extent. For people
there's
who
still
have,
not
wait,
equality.
Wait,
there was equality. There wouldn't be parades.
So obviously, everyone
can
see
it. Listen, I'm going to pass the con. She's like one of the flies.
You can only talk in the
talking stick.
Here's
the
talking stick. Fuck that. I'm not touching
that.
It's insane.
Oh, it's okay,
it's your herbal stuff.
It's sage.
She's like, that's sage. I thought it was weed.
It's sage.
So
it's wrapped.
What voodoo shit is that, bro?
It's fucking. I know what it is. I'm just being.
Okay, that's corny talk.
So what I was going to say is, and I agree to an extent, but you have these people who maybe, you know, John down the block fought for his whole entire life to have equal rights. He loses his partner last year. This is an opportunity for him to celebrate the... Don't look at me like that or squint your eyes. Yeah, I'm not going to look at you no more. To celebrate all of that triumph and, you know, trying to get laws passed, trying to get equal rights. Like, for them, that might be what it's about. Or it's maybe families, because we've been to many, many pride parades. I'll say this, and it's not that I don't support it if you're listening out there. New York City Pride, you know, I've performed at, you know, I'm a dancer. I've performed at a few of them. New York City Pride, though, there's organizations that I don't agree with. So that they're riding around on motorcycles with their kids,
like,
their kids hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, you have children here, and maybe there's a disclaimer on there that says, like, in a very open-minded thing, but we don't need to parade around just to have people, you know, celebrate us that way.
Yeah. I mean, the thing with the parade, too, like, I think knowing the way that some people walk around, like, I would never bring my 4-year-old.
Yeah. So there, but now there's different levels of pride parades. So we actually performed at one, I think it was in like Maplewood. And and this was a complete family event. So there was a lot of families there, and straight and gay families. For me, I think that's really awesome. The more that we educate, ignorance that's how it's going to go away. You know, one of our favorite shows are The Fosters. I don't know if you guys watch it. It's an ABC family show. It unfortunately just ended. It's about two gay women who foster kids. It is hands down probably one of the best shows I've ever seen. It shows what, you know, straight kids go through. It shows what lesbian couples go through. It shows what straight couples go through. Transgendered issues.
Foster kids.
And, you know, when we were growing up, we had Seventh Heaven, you know, but they didn't really tackle gay issues. So when you thought you were gay, like, who the hell were you going to talk to? Pretty Little Liars helped a little bit, but Emily, the main character, was beautiful. She was this beautiful lesbian. Like, of course she was. So, you know, it doesn't reach to every single person or demographic that we need to. So this show is great. You know, it's just the pride parades, I guess it's know where you're going. And for us, like, we've actually never gone. We have never gone together. And it's something that, it's not that we don't support it. It's just that I don't need to, one, they turn into a belligerent drunk fest. So everyone is trashed out of their mind. What lesbians hooking up with whose ex-girlfriend? And because the community is a little bit smaller, obviously. It just becomes into this drama filled, like, the real L word, you know, which isn't, it is real life, but it, we're normal.
No, like, I just don't feel like we need a day to show love. I show my love every day. You know, that's how I feel.
That's how I feel about Valentine's Day.
It's very similar.
It's a very similar.
Like, for example, Dan's sister, what's that heart? Oh God.
We love Dan.
Oh my God, people are listening to this. Dan,
I love
you. We love you. The lesbians love you.
His sister and her partner, he's very supportive, and he's always been very supportive of his sister. His mom has grown into it.
Well, an adjustment.
It's a cultural thing.
It's definitely a cultural thing. But she's gotten really good. I'll tell stories later on. But Dan is one of those people that goes to show support for his sister.
And I think that's, you know, that's really awesome because not everybody has that. It's sad because still to this day, they don't have that. I mean, for us, like, I have to say, like, that's the only negative feedback that we've ever gotten is just honestly piggish straight guys. Gay guys obviously love us. There's, you know, girls that treat us normal. And we have to say that through this process, like, you know, my parents are insanely, insanely supportive. Well, my cousin's gay. My cousin's, you know, married and she's now pregnant. And it's become
normalized
in your family. For me, my dad is a lot older, so he has two other children, and it ends up that, you know, they didn't have the healthiest marriages, and they were straight, and, you know, they ended up both getting divorced. Here's his younger, significantly younger gay child, and, like, it's not that he's still going to love me. It's just that, like, wow, I really love her. She's healthy and she's happy and she's with a good person now. That's all that matters. And my dad, who's in his 70s, doesn't even blink. Actually, like, we went on a family vacation in December and he was so grateful for the time that he spent with us. And my mom is always, you know, I'm really an only child, and my mom has always been my biggest fan and supporter. Wasn't an adjustment. Yes, I'm sure it was. You know, I think she was planning my wedding when I was 16 to, like, this.
Probably when you were like 5.
When I was like 5. We love
her. She probably had books.
Right. But she's an eclectic woman, but she is mom of the year. That she is, you know, that rock that I can always fall on. And I'm so grateful. Like, I think when she found out I was gay, like, she at the time she was working and she said, like, I'm going to be the head advocate of the gay chapter. Unicorns and rainbows.
Oh my God. Yes,
and sparkles. Oh, we love her. She's great. She was supposed to be, like, at the table for, like, the Asbury Pride Fest. Like,
really?
Yeah. My mom, listen, when she does something, she does something. When I say full out, she's like, it is like 100%. Full out.
And if it's something that makes Courtney happy, she's 100% on board.
She is a great woman.
To the point where you're like,
all right, we don't need any more.
She's no, like, she's more. Happy.
We yeah. Got yeah. Oh, she's like, she well, keeps happy.
But that's like surprising. Like, but I can't fit this. Oh, you'll fit it.
But that's what makes me me, and that's yeah. why I'm so caring, and I'm so
over the top.
Over the top. Like, yeah. I'm Walt Disney 24/7.
Yeah.
So I'm so grateful for that. But yeah, both my parents, like, super. I'm sure it wasn't an adjustment. I don't think the right word is accepted. I think accepted is a very harsh word to a gay yeah. person. Mm-hmm. I think an adjustment, yeah. absolutely. I'd be selfish to say, you know, your feelings don't count. Only yeah. mine count because yeah. I'm going through this. No, like, it is an adjustment. You
yeah,
know?
So, but it's like anything. It's like anything could be an adjustment.
Absolutely.
Like, someone could lose their job.
That's an adjustment. Adjustment. Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah. it's just something that if you love someone, you have to accept them for
yeah.
who they
are. Totally.
And it doesn't matter gay, straight,
yellow,
whatever.
Purple,
yeah,
one leg,
matter.
One penis. Actually,
to, yeah.
Hopefully.
Wait,
look, girl, it's going to go all the time.
Stay over there. Wait, I
can't see no one.
Obviously, that's why I'm a lesbian.
I'm just saying.
But it's been a while. I mean, it's been a while.
She's like,
but it's
been a while. Multiple penises.
Multiple penises. Just
penis,
hang around.
Whack, whack, whack.
Sword fun. I can't. It's been a long day, everyone.
So, there's two balls and one penis.
There you go. Thank you. Actually,
let's just clarify that.
We do have a male dog, so I should have known that.
He has no balls, though.
Actually, no, he's got chopped off. There was two.
My
oh,
dog,
man,
my
guys.
He's a good dog.
Yeah,
I'm
so that's
dying.
That's the serious part about being a lesbian, and then we can get to the fun part about being a lesbian. I hope all of our students turn the tape off.
Turn it off if you're under 21.
So
we were best friends for 2.5 years. We met through dance. This is a really weird statement. Ashley will say that she was my dance teacher.
Courtney was my dance
okay,
teacher.
Time out.
Oh my God! No!
No! No.
Dyphus
no.
is really gonna come!
I'm kidding! I'm so
no. Okay. We're gonna so put Ashley on last
oh, Dyphus, by the way, I keep saying Dyphus. That's only a New Jersey thing. Dyphus is social services. I have a lot of
yeah,
friends
on social services.
No, listen. I'm totally kidding. This is an inside joke between me and Courtney because she's taught me a lot in dance. And I met her at 19. And I studied.
She was 19 taking a local tap class,
yeah.
which is like insane.
And that's how I met her. But I didn't call her Miss Courtney. I called her Court. Like, we were like friends. Like, we hung out.
And then I opened up a studio. She starts working for me.
Like, we're only really 4 years apart. So.
Yeah. So, you know, it was a grand old 2.5 years. I was in a terrible relationship and she was with me through that as my friend and legitimately as my friend. And I will be the first person to clarify any of this. I did not come on to Ashley. So
and
Ashley,
you know,
as she,
Ashley, she's a go-getter. Like, she knows what she wants.
I am a lot quieter.
I like that.
That's just who you are as an individual.
Yeah.
I'm very tenacious.
I could see.
She does not care about rules, about boundaries, about...
She's like,
she
I do what I want.
Vomit of the mouth.
You know, the thing is, I was always taught to be honest, and I think that kind of, like, backfires when you start to be honest and not give a fuck anymore. You know, but,
I don't know. I think my life is pretty great. I'm, like, so honest.
The fuck?
No, maybe.
I was like, that was random. You still not talking about great your life.
Not that it backfires on people who aren't like you. So it helps you keep your circle small. Mm-hmm. And it helps you have friends who are real.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, like, you and Alex are really great friends. But she knows you're going to be 100% straight up.
Yeah.
And not taking
insults.
And then the problem is, like, you have fucking friends that you tell them.
Yeah.
Like, bro,
and then they get
you're
mad.
Falling off. And then they get mad. And I'm like, bro, so you and I cannot be friends.
Yeah.
It's done.
It's a wrap.
So, like, Courtney and I can straight up tell her, like, yo, like, you're acting like a fool right now. But, like, we were cool, like, 10 minutes after that. Like, there was no hard feelings, you know?
So we go out on weekends because I was freed from my life.
From jail.
And with that, so we go out and then it was after like 4 or 5 days and we would we would talk to each other every single day, but I would never really get to hang out with her. Like, I didn't get to hang out with her for her 21st birthday, and I will still kick myself for that.
I did invite her.
She did invite me, and she looked beautiful. And I remember saying, like, she looked, and I'll tell her to this day, like, she looked so beautiful. And, like, I just, you know, obviously I was selfish, and I couldn't get out of my own way and my relationship that I was afraid of. And
no, I don't think you were selfish. I just think you were young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was young, and I think I was weak. I think that's the best part.
Well,
is I was
well
weak.
It's because you were inexperienced.
Well, yeah. No, it's also because I feel like maybe
well, she was dating
were, like,
someone very older, too, and she was dependent.
Well, and,
on
it was, and it was a lot of things on the line here. It wasn't just the relationship.
Right.
Yeah, you owned a business with the person.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot going on. It's totally understandable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we ended up going out, and then it was like they four or five that we went out and
we were
drinking
like,
and
raging.
Having, we went to Feathers and it was
so
raging
fun.
Like
so
I
just,
woo,
so sad.
We're like, streaking the pod. What movie is that?
Old School.
Literally.
Everyone's behind me. No, they're not.
But we had clothes on.
Oh, man.
So she, recap. So she basically ends up telling me, like, I have to tell you something.
Guys, my disclaimer, I didn't drink a lot at this point because I was nearly 21. I didn't really know how to drink, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was a lot of cranberry and vodka.
And she,
my type. Fuck, are we in a hibachi place?
Yeah, like, what are you drinking? What's that P.F. Chang's brick feathers?
Brian, drink fucking Ketel One on the rocks. Are you for fucking real?
You're the one that said my time.
No, because you're just being drink. Fucking when you're 21 can have a Long Island iced tea. Like,
oh, no. Yeah. I would do, yeah, I did that.
You
then
see?
Then I broke up for the night because I was just an asshole.
Yeah, Long Island iced tea is making
one. One and done.
Yeah.
I was done.
We digress.
Long
Island iced tea.
She's not allowed to drink it anymore. So then she ends up like,
or tequila.
So she ends up telling me, like, I have these feelings for you. And like, right when she said, like, I have to talk to you, like, my gut, like, I knew what it was about. And my first response wasn't like, wow, really? I literally looked at her and I was like, why didn't you tell me? Like, I felt like,
and I kind of,
betrayed.
I was like laying on her in the car like this. And I was like,
and I felt like she we told each other everything. And then I felt like, so much could have been different.
Yeah.
And like, because, and she was beautiful, but I always, and I will always say this, like, I will never hit on a straight girl.
Yeah.
Obviously now I'm practically married. I will not even look at another woman because I'm satisfied in my life. But like, I wouldn't hit on a straight girl. That's not me. Like,
yeah,
I'm not the person who's like, hey, mommy. Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's fucking so,
so
weird.
You don't think that you could turn every straight girl.
What if she, like, would have been like, no.
So, that's why I got so drunk that night. Because I was afraid she was going
to
say
it. That's what I mean, like, that's
so, my deepest fear was saying it was that, and the reason why I didn't tell her early, which she knows this already, is because of how much was on the line in her life. Living with another person, you know, owning a business, and like, and they were like 2 years in deep in the business. It wasn't like it was
well,
just a month.
We were I mean, this was probably year like what, 5, 6 that we like. It wasn't like a year relationship.
Yeah, no.
It was
and
an
it wasn't
investment.
Like you guys weren't you weren't together any longer.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
felt like it was wrong, but you still had the business.
Yeah.
Which is like
there was a lot still
a
there.
Lot on the line.
And my fear was number one, I'm not. Cheater, and I would never break up, you know, someone's relationship. You have to do that on your own.
Yeah.
If you, especially if you want to be with me, like, I need all of you. I'm like, not that I'm a needy person, but I'm a needy person.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I want you,
I
got you, you're me. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So that was my fear, but I think I those 4 days we hung out straight, I was just like, damn, like, I'm, like, falling for this girl. And if I don't tell her now, I might
never
get
this
chance again.
Yeah. But she did
because
tell
this girl's
best
on
friend
lockdown.
Liked me.
But my best friend told me I liked her.
Wait, what?
We were out one night.
Oh, she was like, ooh, you like her. Oh,
and
I get
I
it.
I kept, like, complaining. I'm like, she's so fucking stupid. She dates this asshole.
Yeah.
And she's like, bro, why do you care? She's a lesbian.
Yeah.
Like, you're straight. And I'm like not telling her. And she's like, you like her. Like, you like her. So, no, I don't like her. She's like, you like her. I know you like
you
her.
You like her.
Yeah. And then she was right. I did. I just wasn't admitting it to myself
or
anybody else. So I told her, and then I don't know. I think I just hoped for the best.
And, I mean, it was rocky. The first, like, year and a half to 2 years was rough. Like, she ends up quitting my business. Like, we stopped talking for 2 months, which, I mean, it could have been a lot worse. It could have been 2 years. You know, it was 2 months. And then
why did you stop talking?
So this I've all... known them for like ever.
Laura's known us through this.
Through this, right? So like I would be like Ashley would be in like one ear and then Courtney would be in the other one. So but I can't tell each other like what they're saying about each other. Even so though they're both like boss. I miss her so much. Like they're both saying the same fucking shit.
We didn't talk for 2 months.
Oh my God. And it was basically
that's crazy willpower.
This all basically happens and you know, that night where I told her we're together and then it gets really, really rocky. You know, the business had to kind of shift gears, move to a bigger facility. I wasn't thrilled about it because of things that were happening. And I didn't think that she should have still stayed in business. I felt that it was her time to go.
It was my way out.
Yeah. It was her way out. And she felt that this was her like level up. Like, you know, it was a better place. And it was a good business move for her and the business at the time.
The problem is like I now have changed from those 2 months not speaking. Like I was putting myself first all the time.
That was the problem. And then
I was obsessed with my business. Like I was obsessed with everything that I
put in. Great, like you love this big castle, but like there's nothing fucking in it. So what do you want?
And but that's like that's
a bad relationship. Yes.
It's not like I know how many people are fucking married. And they like have
like how much money can you get? Smoking mirrors.
Like, and it's like, but really?
When you strip away all those layers, like what's really
there?
Yeah.
So it took us. Me literally, I think you drive me home that day. Mm-hmm. I think I said, "Well, I need a ride home because at the time my parents were mad. You know, they didn't really support my decisions and they didn't love Courtney because of I didn't put her in the best light. I lied about our relationship for a really long time because I was scared,
rightfully so.
And Laura, I said, I need a ride home. I didn't have a car. I was borrowing Courtney's car constantly. She drives me home. I'm upset, whatever. And I think I called her the next day and that was it. Actually, no, that night, I was super upset. I convinced one of my friends to drive me to her apartment and showed up. I didn't tell her I was coming over and we just like kind of cried and she's like, we can't be together. It's not going to work. It was like a fucking movie.
I remember that night like it was yesterday.
It was terrible. It was one of the worst nights ever.
We were sitting in the office and you're like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, you have to quit.
Yeah.
Like you have to go.
So I left and then I saw her and then the next day I called her and she said that, you know, I'll call you later. And then she never called me later. And I felt something like I just gotta let this go. And if she's gonna call me, she's gonna call me. But if I keep pushing it,
yeah, it's gonna make it worse.
Yeah. It's gonna make it worse, or we're gonna stay the same.
Yep.
And we didn't talk for 2 months.
See, this isn't a gay or straight problem.
No,
this is like a relationship. There's no difference.
No.
Like, I mean, this is shit. Like I feel like I'm hearing myself.
Yeah.
So. Like, I don't understand how people could treat it, like,
differently. Right?
Because it's the same fucking shit.
Yeah. It's the same shit.
Yeah.
So we didn't talk. We didn't talk for 2 months. And then
apparently you have two.
Apparently
she does. They're very long. Just, I'm totally kidding.
A well-long
podcast people. So kidding.
She, like, slapped you with
Disney, you know, we totally embody Star Wars and our lights.
Courtney! Oh my God.
Who's been there?
Don't do that!
Come on,
Amy. Fucking walking in like the stormtrooper in my room. Like,
dude.
And she goes,
oh. That shit's scary. That's not sexy. You sound like the guy from Hey Arnold.
Listen, some people like that.
Yeah. No disrespect.
No, disrespect. No,
if you like to dress up like that, that's
no, great. I don't have time for that. I'm not
gonna dress up. We're tired.
No, that's like my friend. She's like, oh, I just went out and bought this laundry.
Why?
Like, who the fuck has time for that?
We got a story for that. But hold on.
Dude, I want to fucking wear lingerie. What the fuck?
Don't get it from Joyce Leslie.
Joyce Leslie!
That shit is made for Koreans. And I am not Korean. And I've got an ass like a black
girl.
I put it on for her. I came into the bedroom hysterically laughing. It was supposed to be sexy. Let me tell you something. By the end of the charade that happened, that shit was over my neck because it just rolled up.
It just like,
continued to hit you in the eye.
She was like, I'm joking. I'm like, just fucking cut it off.
That's what happens when you fall in love with your best friend, like from the get-go. Like, you never have to worry, like, who's gonna eat the last piece
piece of bread. I'm like, hey, yo, I got that.
Babe, can we order two appetizers and a steak?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Each.
That's funny.
But, yeah. But, no, so we stopped talking for about, like, two months, and then we reconnected.
Because I still had a lot of her stuff, and I was holding
all I wanted was my fucking jean jacket.
And all I wanted was my Nike sweatshirt.
So I texted her, though. Wait, I texted her.
You're like, saying, like, jean jacket.
Listen,
back.
I don't even want to talk to you. I just need my clothes.
Ah, that's some shit I would do!
Okay, wait, guys.
Well, I'm like, Laura.
Gets better.
I'm going to leave something in your house, okay? She's like, okay.
Yeah, she's like, he's going to come pick it up. And I was like, are you sure you want me to talk to him after everything that happened? Are you sure you want me to handle that?
But see, that I didn't do it on purpose. Like, it just wound up staying there. So then I was like, I don't want your shit, whatever. The text message comes back in fucking green. I was like, this bitch blocked me.
I blocked her, and
she didn't know how she had to ask somebody.
I had to ask somebody. Well, I blocked her.
I didn't know, though.
Is that when you showed up?
No.
Oh, because I would have fucking shown up.
So no.
Who the fuck are you gonna block me?
I wrote a letter. And I was gonna slide it under, but then I was like, fuck her. Like, you don't wanna block me, then I'm not gonna talk to you ever again.
Here's the reason why. Like, if we were really trying to get over each other, I blocked her off all social media. Like, I was
You didn't.
Well,
after Demi Lovato,
well, because she was there with Thou Shalt Not Be Named. And
Voldemort.
There's another Voldemort.
No, there's the second one.
Second Voldemort. So, and I got so upset, and I was like, I became obsessive, and I was like, obsessing over her Instagram, and obsessing, and I was like, I can't do this, like, if we can't be together, I can't look at her shit, I need
like, I took one selfie, like, I've never taken
I
a
need
selfie.
To move on.
Down.
Like, yeah, she looked, because she looked beautiful, and I'm like, here I am, fucking
like,
eating
on,
my feelings.
And I don't have one selfie on my,
a fucking Instagram. Like, this bitch becomes fucking single, here I am trying to grow my hair out, I literally look like a fucking mushroom, who's gonna date me? Like, so,
oh, babe.
It's okay, I'm quite funny, I have my personality. So now my hair is long, people. So then we end up I have all her shit, and her aunt was still coming, you know, to the studio, and I have to say, her aunt remains cordial, you know, with me. She was never rude to me. So, you know, she would check in on me, how you doing? I'm like, you know, things
but my parents were rude. So at that time she didn't really know where
to stand. And listen, I get it. I will take complete ownership that I didn't make her life the easiest at all for 2 years. And she stood by me while I was working on my own baggage and my shit. So I totally get the animosity and, you know, toward me. It looks like I was acting out of malice. And I wasn't. I was just trying to get, I had a lot of baggage. I had a lot of shit. So I drop her stuff off at her aunt's house. And I'm trying to text her aunt and be like, can I come over? Thinking that she'll talk, she'll be there. And then finally, by like the fifth fucking time, she was like, I'm not home. I was like, fuck you. Like, I just dropped her stuff off, and that was I cried. I sat in my little Honda and I fucking cried. And like, I dropped it off, and then she got it. She talked to her aunt, and a few days later, I get a text message from my best friend. And she's like, Corey, like, what's up? I'm literally in the bathroom, and she's texting me, and she's like, Ashley texted me. I was like, what? Like, my phone almost went into the toilet.
So I didn't want to text Courtney because she blocked me. I couldn't text her, actually. So I Facebooked her best friend because I knew I was like, all right, if she really doesn't want to talk to me, her best friend will say, and I will leave it alone. I'm not going to even try to show up or, you know, act a fool. So I'll leave it alone. I'll never reach out to her again. But I just wanted to reach out to say, like, hey, like, thanks for my stuff. Like, maybe we should meet up and just kind of like, if it's going to be a closure, let's just close it. Mm-hmm. Because I always, I feel like for those 2 months, I had like this like thought, like, you know, like, she was my best friend, though. Like, you know, and that's what was so hard, that she was my best friend.
Like, she went and opened up a credit card, and she wanted to, like, text me. Like, I opened up my credit card. And she, like, couldn't even text
me. Like, stuff we would joke about, but that was happening in my life or her. Like, you know, I couldn't do it.
That, I mean,
sucks. It's straight or gay.
So her friend wound up texting her.
And then I ended up texting her.
No, I texted you. Because I couldn't wait at that point. And, my phone number changed, so that she didn't have my new phone number.
Oh, so it wasn't blocked.
Yes. So it wasn't blocked, sorry. And then you texted me back and we met up.
We met up and then we
at Starbucks.
I did this. Gross. So I'm really socially awkward.
Yeah, where else?
Where else? And one, it was the week of Halloween, so like homegirl fucking
looked
shows
like Cheshire
up,
Cat.
Like Cheshire Cat. Like me, pink hair with fucking like makeup on my face. Like I have zero fucks.
Here,
like,
I come rolling in and I'm looking like Cardi B.
And then here's me and I'm just like, hello. You wanna take a picture? said that, so she laughed and she was like, oh my
I
God.
Walked in and I was like looking for her. I was like,
hey, like,
she's like, life. I'm sorry, I couldn't get the pink dye out of my hair.
I'm like, I'm just really like, when it comes to kids, like, I'll do anything. So they were so happy, you know, I'm dressed up. So I look crazy. And then me being like, I'm actually the quieter one of our relationship. I know it's hard because I do talk, but actually I am the quieter one. And we leave, and like, I wanted to give her a kiss goodbye, but obviously that's like really aggressive. Yeah. So I think I asked her, like, like, I gave her a hug, and then this is Courtney.
This is weird.
Fucking socially awkward. It's so weird. No, 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 I gave her a hug, and I'm like, your hair smells so good.
No, no, you hug me, you're like this, you're probably like, you still smell the same. I was like,
what the fuck? Creep status. Like,
so I was like, all right, bye, Court. Like, and I got in my car and I was like, so like, what fucking happens now? She just told me I still smell the same. Like, the smell of my hair. Like, didn't even
don't lie, like, though. You were like nervous sweating.
I was sweating.
Yeah, so it worked.
Bro, I'm gonna approach some dude and be like,
he's like,
fucking
cops on me.
Like, I thought like it was a line. Like, she was trying to like pull a line at me, and I was just like,
no. We all know that I can't even memorize the lyrics. I'm not remembering no lines. Just whatever comes out of my mouth, and like, that's what I'm going with.
That's hilarious.
And then we ended up like the next day, like talking actually for like hours.
We just ended up getting back together and realizing, you know, life was too short. And then I wound up moving out, and that's when my sister thinks that's when I came out.
And then I moved, and I didn't move. I ended up quitting my business and then restarting with my love. And now we happy. That really, like, in the rest is, you know, history. It was a huge decision for me to make. And it was a giant investment from my family and these kids. And, you know, you get so attached to something that you created. So no matter what nobody says, something that you put the money in, and then you, the blood, sweat, and tears, and the trophies, and the relationships with the students, and the lessons learned. Like, you know, and it was so hard, but it became because I lost her that I realized, like, I'm not happy. Like, all these trophies are great. All these students are awesome. I'm not happy.
Yeah.
We get back together and we end up, like, you know, we move and start a new business. And I would say, confidently say, like, 98% of the business left. I mean, now y'all are, you know, we're still going.
And, like, the moral of the story basically is, like, what you said before, is that, like, our story is just, like, a street story.
Yeah.
Like
any story.
It's just love. And, like, that's, you know, kind of like what I'm struggling with, like, right now, is that, like, trying to show the people around me that, like, I understand that this is an adjustment for you. I hate the word acceptance, because acceptance is, like, I don't accept bad behavior. I don't accept bad grades.
Mm-hmm.
What, like, you can't accept love?
Yeah.
Or I hate when somebody says, and this is actually an episode of The False Fairies, if anyone is dealing with this, it is probably one of, I'll try to get back to Laura and Alex and figure out what episode it is. I hate the statement, you know, I'm still gonna love you. You're still my daughter. I'm still gonna love you. Like, that is the most, and I know there's no malice behind it, but for a gay person, it's like, great, so you love me because I fell in love, but you're not really on the same, you're judging me. Yeah. When you're saying that, you're judging me. Yeah. And I don't judge you, you know, you're human, you make mistakes. Like, you know, I love my parents, but they're human, of course they make mistakes. My parents have never said, you know, I still love you because you're gay. Like, just love me for me. It doesn't matter.
The love shouldn't change. No. It doesn't change. There's an adjustment that has to be made, because obviously it's different. You know,
socially
it's
different.
Used to.
Yeah. Two wedding dresses, you know.
Yeah. I mean, socially different, but you're still
more expensive.
Nothing changed about me except the fact that I'm in love with a woman. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think, if you know who you're dating is a really good person, then that's all that matters. If she was a bad person, it's like dating a bad guy.
It's the same thing.
So that's like the serious part of being gay, and how we came about.
But the good news is we have y'all. We have so many people around us that, like, actually,
so,
like,
awesome.
A lot of our parents from the studio are like, you know, like, this is great. You're teaching my kid, like, these lessons and love this lesson. I mean, a few years ago we did a gay rights piece, and it ended up going to World of Dance, getting like best theme, and, you know, all this acknowledgement around it. And at the end of the day, like, we're dealing with kids here. Like, we're educating kids, and you have these kids who can't be accepted in their own homes. Like, they're jumping off bridges. Like, why is this happening? Yeah. Like, there's too much hate in the world in general. Like, it needs to not come from our four walls. And sometimes,
you know, especially from a parent, I think it's more of a reflection of you and your fears.
Yes.
It's not your child. Your child's really brave, especially in the world that we do live in. If you know, especially if you live in, like, Kentucky or the Midwest, like,
we're lucky.
Yeah, like, it's very scary out there.
Yeah.
But as a parent, like, I think if you are kind of like homophobic, it's something that reflects with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And maybe it was because maybe you had a feeling like that one time, or maybe you saw something that you don't want to share with your kid.
Yep. Yeah.
But like, I don't think you should put your burden on your child. Just let your child be who they want to be, because you know what? They may be gay today or think they're gay because they're kids or teenagers or young adults, and tomorrow they might be straight.
Yeah.
But if you, it's like anything.
But they might be straight and they get divorced at 50 and they fall in love with their soulmate who's a woman.
Yeah.
There's so many stories.
You tell your kid, no, you shut it down. They're going to do the complete opposite. So help them figure it out. Educate them.
Be there for them.
Yeah. Be there for them. Yeah. You know, and open doors so that way they can see and have options. Just like college, you have options, you have classes. It's the same thing with choosing a partner. And that's all that it is. Exactly. You're just choosing a life partner to be with at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think, you know, when it comes to, like, the gay, straight conversation and kids are a reflection of their parents.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So based on, like, a kid's acceptance, you know what's going on at home.
Exactly.
That's
with anything.
Yeah.
We see it all the time.
It doesn't involve, it doesn't have to do with orientation. It has to do with race issues.
Yeah.
It has to do with.
It has to just do with how they speak to you.
Absolutely. You're literally like, you can just say, like, really?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I want to thank you guys for coming.
We're gonna have to do the fun part.
The
second episode.
Yeah, because we could talk about this for hours.
Yeah, thank you for having us and for, you know, giving us the platform to talk about not only our relationship, but, you know, I hope if anybody's watching and or not watching, listening, and we can help anybody else that's out there, like, I hope that we can be that voice. So
absolutely. And these are issues that I go through as well.
Yeah,
as a single woman.
Girl, you might need to come to the other side.
Yeah.
Come
to the other side. Hey, I didn't want to dance. What happened?
Oh, sorry.
Dan, I might be gay.
You just don't know it yet.
Alex might have her first kiss tonight.
Ooh.
Who are you kissing?
What?
Okay. That look. Goodbye,
you with that look.
Good night.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.